You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Sharp-eyed viewers of the recently concluded Summer Olympics might have noticed something. American swimmers Matt Graves and Ryan Lochte both sport tattoos on their biceps of the Olympic rings. And they're not the only athletes with that Olympic ring tattoo. But can they do that legally? Or can you decide to express your love for your Harley Davidson by inking the company's logo on your body? Shantavia Johnson's a professor of intellectual property law at Drake University, where she directs the IP Law Center. And yes, tattoos are a very interesting question in intellectual property law. Her recent piece in theconversation.com poses this question: who owns your tattoo? Maybe not you. Shantavia Johnson, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
This whole subject of tattoos, I mean, we know people have been getting them for centuries, but certainly millennials have really embraced them. Your story says something like, what, 40% of millennials have tattoos?
That's right, 40%. And that statistic is actually even a few years old, so who knows today. And I teach college students and law students, and it seems like most of them have at least one.
What led you to do so much writing and deep diving into this question of who really owns the tattoo?
You know, I'm in the airport a lot, and I see so many people with tattoos, like you mentioned, of Harley Davidson or their own kind of interpretation of their favorite brand. And I really started thinking about why people do that and the thought process that goes into it. And then there were some lawsuits around the same time related to tattoos and copyright law. So I did some research and found out that this is a pretty interesting field and something that's happening more and more.
And those cases you just mentioned, for example, the tattoo artist for LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. Tell us about that lawsuit, the copyright lawsuit that their tattoo artist filed.
There are popular video games, usually things like NBA 2K or 2K16 or whatever. And in those games, the goal is really to make you feel like you are playing as these very popular players. And they do that by using the kind of the face of the person, the body type, the same number, everything else. And as these games get more and more realistic, that includes tattoos if people have them. And more people now have tattoos, LeBron James and Kobe Bryant being two of those. Their tattoo artists, though, decided to band together. It's actually an organization created of several different tattoo artists. They decided that those tattoos appearing in the game, so the NBA 2K16 game, were infringing on their copyrights, because technically copyright law says if you create a drawing, a piece of art, you own it, even if it appears on somebody else's body.
So suddenly there's a whole new thought about what we're putting on our bodies. And even somebody who's not a big name like a LeBron James can get in trouble. You've written about a coffee shop owner in New York who got in trouble for his tattoo.
That's right. So the state of New York owns the I Heart NY trademark, which most people don't even know, that the New York State Department of Economic Development owns that trademark. And so there was this guy who has a coffee shop. He's got I Coffee Cup NY tattooed across his fist, and he decided to use his fist in the logo for his coffee shop. And apparently shortly after opening and using the logo, the state of New York reached out and said, hey, you have to cease and desist that type of activity using that tattoo in your logo because we own the trademark.
So, yeah, Shantavia, there's such a long history in this country with tattoos, and you had an article in the Michigan Telecommunications and Technology Law Review that you take us back to the days of slavery and slave owner brand. So how does that history play into laws used in these copyright lawsuits?
When we talk about tattoos and the law applying to tattoos, what I'm really talking about is two different types of law. There's trademark law and then copyright law. Both of these different bodies of law have been around for centuries. The first U.S. trademark law really came in the late 1800s. Copyright law has been around even longer than that. And in the paper that you mentioned in the Michigan Telecommunications Law Journal, I say, you know, this law has been around for a long time, and frankly, so have brands. Brands have been around for as long as there have been people with companies. And even with slavery, the slave owners would oftentimes brand their logo onto their slaves so that those slaves could be easily identifiable. And so I make a connection between these slaves and these slave owner brands to what we see happening today in a bit of a different context. A lot of, you know, the logos that we see on people now, they are self-selected. These are all voluntary types of things, but I do make the connection between those two.
Very interesting. So what's the takeaway here, Shantavia? If someone's thinking of a tattoo, what does intellectual property tell us are the do's and don'ts of getting and displaying a tattoo?
So there are a couple of things. From the copyright perspective, if you're going to get a tattoo and your tattoo artist is the person who's designing that tattoo, some people do freehand tattoos, it's worth at least a conversation about what's going to happen when you walk out of the door with that tattoo. Who actually owns the copyright? I mean, perhaps it's more relevant for people who are professionally being photographed a lot or reproduced in games and other things like that. So entertainers, athletes, those types of people. I read recently that the NFL Players Association actually suggests to new players to get copyright releases from their tattoo artists. So it is worth at least a conversation, because you don't want to end up in a situation where you're part of a lawsuit.
Mm-mm. Just something to think about, as you say, worth a conversation with your tattoo artist before that gets plastered on there. You wouldn't want to wind up in some viral video with something to get you in trouble. No copying Mike Tyson's facial tattoo.
That's exactly right, and that actually happened. The tattoo artist for Mike Tyson filed a lawsuit against Warner Brothers as it related to one of the Hangover movies, because in that Hangover film, one of the actors got a tattoo very similar to Mike Tyson's. And that tattoo artist almost kept the movie from being released.
So there is some serious business that can happen as you look at the intellectual property aspects of getting a tattoo. Shantavia Johnson directs the Intellectual Property Center at Drake University. And you can read more in her piece, Who Owns Your Tattoo? Maybe Not You. It's at theconversation.com. Shantavia, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you. This has been a lot of fun.